This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning. It's 7.30, 6am, Tuesday the 19th of May. And in about half an hour, as per usual, we have The Breakfast Grill, where Koo Soo Chuang is going to be speaking with Hua Feng Tay, president of One Championship.
Now, for those who don't know what One Championship is, it's the world's largest martial arts organization and Asia's largest sports media property. So in the midst of all this negativity in the world surrounding COVID-19, how does the sports media property handle the current challenges? So Chuang, the right person, is going to discuss One Championship's future outlook with its group president, Hua Feng Tay, who took the leadership of the company in February 2019.
So it'll be quite an interesting conversation, I think, and that's going to be happening later on after the 8 o'clock news bulletin. We're also running a poll on the BFM Twitter account looking at our political situation. We're asking you which of our coalitions active in politics right now seems more stable. Do weigh in. We'll be taking a look at the results of the poll in just a few minutes. But right now, we're taking a look at the relations between Australia and China, because the US certainly isn't the only country having these hostile relations with China. Australia has joined the fold because of calls made by Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month for an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. So Prime Minister Morrison asked for an independent, open and transparent investigation, free from any political influence. China said in response retaliated with suspending exports from four major Australian beef facilities.
Meanwhile, actually it's just been announced, I think China is going to impose anti-dumping duties on Australian barley, which actually will impact as much as $500 million dollars in value of this industry. So not good for Australian farmers, of course. While, you know, Prime Minister Morrison has declared, you know, Australia would never trade away our values and would deal with other countries fairly and honestly and openly. But there have been calls for more moderate views, given Australia is hugely reliant on trade with China. China is Australia's biggest export market, making about 30% of Australia's exports by value.
So the question is, should Prime Minister Morrison try to mend ties with China while he still can? So to help us get some insight into this, we have on the line Michael Shoebridge, Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategy Policy Institute. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Michael. So do you think... good to speak to you too. Do you think Prime Minister Scott Morrison was right in pressing China for answers about the origin of COVID-19, given that Australia is hugely reliant on trade with them?
I do, because it's in every person on planet Earth's interest to understand how this pandemic started and what early steps were and weren't taken, and how we can prevent mass death across the globe from future pandemics. And I think the fact that so many countries now are supporting that call at the World Health Assembly, and even Xi Jinping himself has had to end up supporting that call because it's such a sensible and good idea.
But at the same time, I mean, can Australia afford to have this trade spat, or I would say spat with China, considering the heavy reliance Australia has on the Chinese in terms of exports and also from tourism and also Chinese students coming to Australia to study?
Well, right now, of course, there are no tourists coming to Australia because our borders are closed because of the pandemic, and that'll stay that way for some time. Similarly, foreign students, unless they can have digital education, they can't study in our universities now either. So some of that trade is at a halt right now, but it's not a one-way dependence. So the Chinese economy needs the kind of inputs that Australia provides. And so a lot of this is a self-inflicted own goal from Beijing. I think it's a matter for every business dealing with China, though, not just Australian businesses, the way Beijing uses trade as a weapon. And we've seen that with countries other than Australia in the last few years.
But taking a look at this from the Australian perspective as well, right? One of the assumptions underpinning the push to take a harder stance with China is the assumption that Australia could easily shift their business direction towards other Asian countries like Japan and South Korea. But is that actually an easy thing to do?
No, I don't think it'll be easy at all. I think there'll be economic pain for Australia in diversifying our markets. But look at the global food situation. There's rising food insecurity because of the pandemic. And Australia actually is in a great position because of how our government and our people have managed the pandemic. And we're a major food exporter. So as the world gets more food insecurity, that is a market opportunity for Australia. We've got to remember, China's not the only market on the planet. And China, post the pandemic, is in all kinds of economic trouble. So its demand is falling anyway, and that's just begun.
And some are suggesting that Prime Minister Morrison be the bigger person here and react with cool determination to amend relations with China. An act seen not as yielding to bullying, just basic common sense. Do you agree?
I think he has been very calm, and he's open to calmness from Beijing. But what Beijing wanted was for Australia to compromise on our interests. And it's in our interests to prevent future pandemics. And it turns out it's in most of the world's interests, which is why they're voting to support that resolution at the World Health Assembly. So what Beijing doesn't want is opposition to the way it runs its country. And the way it influences and interferes in other countries. And when countries like Australia make decisions that are preventing that, Beijing reacts badly. But that kind of has to happen because of the way Beijing is behaving.
But at the same time, how much more could this harder stance against China cost? How much more could it cost Australian industry? Because as we've seen just recently, China's imposed anti-dumping duties on Australian barley that could wipe more than $500 million in value off of the industry. So, you know, how is Prime Minister Morrison going to balance any stance he takes with China, against China, against that potential threat?
By being very calm. So this is a World Trade Organization issue now, and Minister Birmingham, our trade minister, has foreshadowed taking a case against Beijing on the barley issue to the WTO. Now, we either operate in accordance with the international trade rules that we've all signed up to, including Beijing, or we don't. And in this case, I think it's pretty clear Beijing has no case for imposing these tariffs, and the WTO finding, I'm confident, will go that way. But of course, that will take some time. So it really is about understanding the new business environment. And as I say, figures like $600 million, that was pre-pandemic. The state of the Chinese demand for all kind of inputs, including barley, is dramatically different in the post-pandemic world. So I think some of these fears about reduced trade flows are happening anyway as a result of the pandemic. And in a way, Beijing's dressing up what they're doing to take advantage of their weak economy and pretend that it's all about their power and coercion. I think there's a lot more weakness behind this in Beijing.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Michael. You just heard from Michael Shoebridge, Director of Defence Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategy Policy Institute. Some interesting comments there, particularly that we could be seeing the start of a Australia-China spat taken even to the World Trade Organization.
I'm not sure where it will go after that, though, or what impact it will have, because I think China will just say, fine. What's worrying is that, you know, okay, now we start with barley. What's next? Because iron ore is the major export Australia has towards China. And it's, you know, commodity prices aren't great either. And Australia is still a commodity-dependent nation. So, you know, trade spats aren't great for anybody. And with global growth grinding to, you know, slowing to a grinding halt, this is all unnecessary.
Yes, so lots more to be watched out for in this arena. But right now we are heading into some messages. And up next, a look at the political state of affairs in the country following yesterday's parliamentary sitting with Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the University of Nottingham's Asia Research Institute. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.